what Donaldson is doing and how it really is a great reaction against Tolkien. Tolkien saying the secondary world is about creating belief in the secondary world. And Donaldson, in a very kind of metafictional view, says it's about creating belief in the secondary world in which the character in the secondary world doesn't actually believe in the secondary world. And he plays a lot with that idea. He also works with some of the ideas that Tolkien was developing in The Return of the King about pride and despair. If you remember, Tolkien is very harsh to Denethor, who gives up, who commits what in medieval times would be called the sin of wan hope. This is the sin of sloth, which we think of as being lazy. But in the Middle Ages, the sin of sloth really meant to give up on the idea that you could be saved, to say that I've done so many bad things I could never turn it around, so I give up. That's the sin of wan hope or pale hope. That's Denethor's sin, as well as the sin of pride. Well, obviously, that's Thomas Covenant's sin also. But Donaldson says that's not a sin. That's a survival mechanism. That's what you have to do if, for whatever reason, and it is never explained in any of the books, why Covenant got leprosy. It just happened. Just came out of the sky like a bolt and destroyed his life. And yet he has to go on. And his kind of toughness, his insistence of doing his visual survey of extremities, his VSE, which he does even in the midst of the land, even when there's nobody around and so forth, even when he's no longer a leper, is really important to see that that's how he's maintaining his own integrity against the fantasy of the land. In that sense, and I'm not sure Donaldson intended this, but in that sense, the whole Chronicles of Thomas Covenant questioned the idea of a complete fantasy and suggest that a complete fantasy like that might be very dangerous to someone who entered into it. It's a direct critique of escape, although readers escape by reading the Chronicles of Thomas Covenant. Covenant himself refuses to escape into the land, as beautiful and powerful as it is. Now, that's not to say there aren't any flaws. There are quite a number of flaws in the Chronicles of Thomas Covenant. Some of them come, I think, from Donaldson not being edited closely enough. And this has been a problem from Terry Brooks on. Fantasy is going to be successful, and the writers of fantasy don't seem to have the editing pressure. Tolkien put that upon himself by revising the works over 17 years, and there's still flaws in The Lord of the Rings. For example, the annoying talking fox in Chapter 3, which drives me bananas because I don't understand why there's a talking fox. It doesn't make any sense, but I digress. The biggest flaw in Donaldson is a flaw in style. And this may seem funny coming against Tolkien, since so many critics have disliked Tolkien's style. I've argued that Tolkien's style is very precisely what he wants it to be, whether the critics like it or not. Whereas I think that Donaldson's style just gets a little bit out of control. Donaldson writes by thesaurus. He uses words the way Humpty Dumpty does in Alice in Wonderland, in that words, whatever they mean, regardless of what a dictionary or anyone else might say. This is a polar opposite to Tolkien, who's very clear that even when he uses an unusual word, the much criticized word eot, for example, when he says they came to an eot in the river, critics are like, why is he saying eot? Well, eot has a very technical term. It's an island that sometimes is submerged and so on. Tolkien uses the precise technical term.